active for the next couple of days at least before things start to calm down again. High temperatures today held down a bit by clouds. We'll be in the upper 80s both today and tomorrow. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms today and tomorrow, just about any hour, but most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours again. Lows at night will be in the mid-70s. Then by late week Thursday and Friday, not as many storms around. Getting back to a more routine summertime situation, still scattered and random, high temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 38th murder of the year. Police say 50-year-old Lee Ziegler was shot and killed Sunday night in the 2200 block of Fairview Avenue. Right now, no arrests have been made. Starting this Saturday, Alabama bars and restaurants will not be able to serve alcohol past 11 p.m. The Alabama Alcoholic Beverage Control Board approved this emergency order Monday to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. And the Alabama Department of Public Health reports more than 23,000 new coronavirus cases in the last 2 weeks. This brings the total number of cases to over 79,000. Health officials say more than 1,400 people have died. We also know that more than 32,000 people have recovered from the virus. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at CTEOutdoorPower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Do you know the proper way to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in your office? We do. We're Jana King, the king of clean, for over 30 years, and we've developed comprehensive programs to address proper cleaning and disinfection. We have experience in applying disinfecting programs in hospitals, office buildings, schools, and other venues. Now we're ready to help and able to assist customers that need disinfecting services. Go to JanieKingCleans.com now to learn more. That's JanieKingCleans.com.
Jana King, the king of clean.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's
License number 15033.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. Newstone 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday, 272-9228. That's where we are. Any caller can get in. Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing. Yes, any caller. But then special callers who say, I want in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South gift card drawing for John Williams. Your name will go in for a drawing on Thursday for a $50 gift card. Take advantage of that, boys and girls. Let's go to the phones and go to Becca. I like that name. Becca, how are you?
Hey there. I'm good. Good afternoon, both you nice gentlemen.
How are you?
And I want to tell you first off how much I appreciate your show because it keeps me informed just like it's supposed to.
Good.
And it tells me the truth.
Well, I appreciate that.
And I just wanted to make a comment about the gentleman that called earlier and said he wondered when neighborhoods were going to start arming themselves and becoming a group. I live in a neighborhood in Elmore County.
Mm-hmm.
And I got an email this week asking for us to join together, band together, was the way it put to protect our homes and our families.
That's good. Because let me tell you, preparation is the best defense. And
so it's starting now, you know. And it was in a way, it was kind of shocking. But then in another way, I had already knew it was coming.
Well, and let me give you a piece of advice, and this is what I tell my neighborhood, is that what you need to do is look at all the entry points into your neighborhood and be able to have people at those entry points to stop people who aren't supposed to be in that neighborhood from getting in there. And
right.
You'll discourage a whole bunch of people from going in and doing harm if you can stop them before they get in there. And the police will be delighted to work with you. Sheriff will be, he's a great guy. And if you call him up, he'll help you out.
Well, somebody called and asked them how long their response time to our neighborhood was. Now, it's about a 20-minute drive within the speed limit to the sheriff's office from where I live. And they told me it would be a minimum of 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, go ahead and shoot them now and drag them in the house.
Well, get them in the house and shoot them. How about that?
Well, I was told by Montgomery police officer to make sure they were in the house when they got there. He didn't say they had to be in the house when I shot them, but just make sure they're in the house when I get here.
There you go. Was there actually anywhere on your property that you feel threatened?
Where I live, it's the one street into that section of the neighborhood and one street out.
Well, that's
and
good.
There's a lot of retired people. It's about half and half retired and working people.
Yeah, well, if you have only one entrance in and one entrance exit entrance out, then you have a very easy-to-control neighborhood. Because let me tell you, there are not a lot of people that are going to go tromping through the woods to get to you.
Well, they'd have to tromp a good little ways to get to us.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, we might not know the names of the people that live in those houses, but we recognize the cars. And if somebody strange were to go to a house, somebody would know it. One of the neighbors that are retired would notice that car difference. And so there is, I guess you might say, a neighborhood watch, even though we're not organized.
Yeah.
So we do look out for each other.
That's the way it should be.
And one of my neighbors called. My car had been out of the driveway for a good while, and she called and she said, are you okay? Where's your car? Where are you at?
Yeah.
She had missed, and I told her, I said, I'm actually at home, but my car's in the shop being worked on. And she said, well, I hadn't seen a light down there, and I just wondered if something was wrong or, you know. And I told her, I said, it must have been the night my son took me to supper. But we watch for each other. We know who's retired and who's at home all day long. you know, and it's like she checks on me if she doesn't see me. If I don't get my mail or something, don't put my garbage out, she checks on me.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be. I was in a neighborhood and we were having a problem with break-ins, and so I called the police department and they sent a lieutenant out who was in charge of neighborhood watch, and he said, sat down with a group of us who are kind of the leaders in the neighborhood, said, let me tell you, having a neighborhood committee is the best thing you can do. Know who your neighbors are, get to know them, know their routine, and when you see something out of the ordinary, pick up the phone and call 911, and we'll send a car in there.
I lived in Brighton Estates years ago.
Yeah.
And we had a little problem with teenagers.
Right.
And this was when Mayor Farmer was in office, and we called out. It kept being such a problem that Mayor Farmer himself came out and had a sit down with the parents of the household where they were congregating. And the parents were at home and didn't know their children were doing all this stuff in front of their house and out in the street and everywhere else. And they were in the house where it was being negotiated all the time.
Yeah, I don't think Mayor Reed would be doing that anytime soon.
But they quickly shut that down, and those people moved from the neighborhood.
That's good.
But it took Mayor Farmer coming out the... Some of the police had already seen them and said, hey, you got to stop this and get control of these teenagers that are hanging around your house. And next thing you know, it's worse than it ever had been. Streets are blocked. You can't even get out of your driveway. And Mayor Farmer come out that night when we called him and his bodyguards. And I think there was 5 patrol cars all together, plus Farmer and his people. So... It straightened it out. But that, like you say, neighborhood watch is the best thing you can do.
Well, it is. It's,
I mean,
being organized, and it's where we need to get back to. It's part of why crime is the way it is, because we don't know our neighbors well enough.
Exactly. You're absolutely right. And I firmly believe in that. But I just wanted to tell you, they are already starting to get together and form these people and bear arms. And I don't have any. I have a handgun, but
what caliber handgun do you have?
Well, they're just 38, but you know, you have to be mighty close with a 38.
38 can kill. 38 can kill you just as quickly as a 45.
Right, but
or 22 can kill you just as quick as a 38. You just have to hit the right place.
Right. So, but a friend of mine told me what I needed was a shotgun, and I said, well, I wouldn't want anything bigger than a 410, and I said, because the other ones would knock me down.
Yeah, 410 just make them mad.
Right.
Because you can get zero. You can get alt shot, so they can do it.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know what, but I'm going to go out to one of these places where they let you fire it before you buy it.
Yeah.
See what I can actually handle to get something like a long gun, as they might say.
A rifle.
Have in the house and have go ahead and start buying ammunition every time I can.
There you go. You sound like you used to be a Girl Scout and you want to be prepared.
Well, I had 3 older brothers and a dad, and there wasn't anything at my house that my dad wouldn't let me do except drive his tractor. Everything else, if my brothers knew how to do it, I did too. And so I learned to shoot early. I didn't like hunting particularly. It's too much sitting around for me, but, you know, I was just raised around it, and you just get accustomed to it.
Becca, I want to thank you for the telephone call.
Well, thank you. And, oh, I want to get in on the Mortgage Corporation of South John Williams little drawing.
Wow, what's that drawing? What do you get out of that drawing?
I get a $50 gift card so I can go out to eat.
There you go. From Mortgage Corporation South, 567-9000, 567-9000. They are wonderful people. If you need to refinance, you need new house loan, construction loan, hunting land loan, lake house loan, all that, John Williams, Mortgage Corporation South can do it. Becca, give me your month and day of birth.
220.
220.
And I also want, Yeah, also want in on Sweet Creek.
Boy, Becca's kind of a greedy. You're in.
Becca,
I'm not just joking with you, girl. Becca, you're in for both of them. When do we do the drawing for Sweet Creek Farm Market?
Sweet Creek Farm Market is Friday, isn't it?
What time?
No, it's today.
No, it's not. It's Friday.
Oh, it's Wednesday. Wait a minute.
This is what I used to tell my son. You had the answer right on the first one. Don't keep changing your answer. So it's Friday. What time on Friday?
2:30.
To 2:45. When's the Mortgage Corporation in the South drawing?
It's tomorrow. No, it's Thursday.
Perfect. 1:05. Becca, you finally get an A. Ding, ding, ding. You have a wonderful day, my dear.
Well, I didn't listen. I mean, you know.
You did good. As my grandmother say, you done good. Becca, have a great day. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Andy, hang on. Going to a break. Coming back to you right after this.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Mr. Sandman.
Okay, it took me a while, but I finally came up with a fabulous sale. For the first time ever, Mr. Sandman Mattress is having a, wait for it, we are having a last half of July sale. This is not to be confused with the Independence Day sale that we had the first half of July. New products are being added daily, and we are offering many mattresses, beds, adjustable bases, and headboards at prices that the competition will not beat. No interest financing is available, as well as 90-day layaway. We are now offering a no-credit-needed finance with no interest if paid in 90 days. Folks, Mr. Sandman offers more choices, including a nice selection of hybrids, memory foam, and latex sets. We are a low-key, friendly environment with really nice, no-pressure salespeople, all of whom have worked with me for at least a decade. We have mattresses in stock and offer prompt delivery, and yes, we will haul off your old mattress. Come save during our last half of July sale at Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. I'm all right.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. I've got a request for the audience. My refrigerator is acting up. It's not getting cold. Ice will not become ice. It's only water. Somebody out there knows how to look at that. And if you can, and you want to save some steaks so I don't lose them, and a whole bunch of other stuff, I didn't realize how much whiskey. I've got vodka, I've got tequila, I've got Crown Royal, all that in my freezer. And the Crown Royal looked at me and said, it's not cold in here. I went, damn. You can't, how do you join scotch without ice? Just driving me nuts. So if you know how to fix, if you can repair a refrigerator, call me, 272-9228. I'll meet you at my house immediately. Let's go to Andy. Love that name, Andy. Andy, how are you?
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
I'm great, my friend, and you?
Doing great. Let me ask you, is that a Samsung refrigerator you got?
It's a Kenmore.
Kenmore, great. If it was a Samsung, you'd throw out in the backyard.
Oh, really?
There's no fixing a Samsung. Ooh. I had one. The day it went out of warranty, it went out.
Oh, right. It's got a little clock inside. Out of warranty, breakdown.
Yeah. Appliance we buy, unfortunately, today is disposable. The days of you getting a washer and dryer and having it 20 years, they're gone. Those days are over and done with. But talking about your last caller, mm-hmm. And she brought up some important points, and it's sad. It's really eye-opening now that we're talking about ways that we need to defend our neighborhoods. And she brought up a very important point. I honestly think everybody in your listening audience really needs to address what's been going on in this country, seriously, what's going on with in people's neighborhoods. And am I wrong saying this? It's not a question of if, but when it comes to Montgomery?
It's not that it's not going to come to Montgomery. I think it's much more likely to come to other places before it comes to Montgomery. And the reason is I think Montgomery is uniquely prepared because we've got more of cohesion of the races that would not have that happen. And also, again, we have a very well-armed community in Montgomery. Not every community, not every subdivision, but they know that. They know that.
Well, if anything, I'll suggest everyone in your listening audience, get with your neighbors, have gun classes. You know, if something goes down and someone wants to get shot and get where they can't actually use a weapon, you got to have backup. So I would make sure everybody knows how to handle a firearm and how to handle it well. Another thing too, and it might be a good idea that you have somebody, a guest, an attorney or somebody who specializes in something like this. Because, you know, you think about that family, and I might be wrong with the location, but in Minneapolis, they tried to defend their own home, and they walked out with their own firearm, and now, from what I understand, they're facing charges now.
No, you're talking about that's Kansas City, Missouri. No, yeah. St. Louis, Missouri.
And, you know, it might be a good idea that you have somebody on your show that actually can get us educated on what to do in case something does go down so we don't have to be paying out a ton of money for an attorney to defend us when we have our First Amendment and Second Amendment rights in this country.
Yeah, no, I that's a good idea. I would like to find a gun store and a shooting range that could be sponsored this show that we could, as an audience and as a family together, kind of do the whole concept of understanding proficiency and competency in weapons. Because
that's a great idea.
That is the important. I want somebody to be proficient in the use of their weapon and be competent. I watch people, particularly in this, and I'm not being sexist with this, women get shot by their own weapons more than anything else. And what they do is they'll pull out a little pistol out of a handbag or something, and somebody will take it away from them, and they're gone.
Exactly right. So that's why I strongly suggest that everybody be familiarized with their weapons, know how to use them. Make sure that you got people, your own family members, because you might get incapacitated. You can't use it. And somebody needs to pick that weapon up and save your life.
Yeah.
So I strongly recommend, and this might sound crazy, but you never think you'd be saying this word in the year 2020, but every neighborhood needs Minutemen, people within minutes that can be assembled together with their weapons ready to go in a minute's notice.
There you go. Well, that's like they were saying is that, you know, the police can be there in minutes when seconds count. And you need to be able to respond very fast.
Well, I think it'd be a good idea if you could get in touch with somebody in the law profession that can educate us in case something was to go down, that we know the people and knowing what we're doing, so we won't have to face legal ramifications. Because I'll be honest, these laws are being changed every day, and the liberal judges that we got now, these liberal lawyers, criminals have more rights than we have now. So we need to be educated, and we need to know what to do in case something does go down. But we do everything according to the book. So,
you can do everything according to the book, and if you have a prosecutor who doesn't like you for whatever status, race, or whatever you are, that's what happened in St. Louis. That was nothing but an overzealous DA.
Yes, exactly right. Those people were defending their home. They were doing something that's been done 200, 250 years ago, defending their property. And the year 2020, to have to go through that, and you know it cost them a lot of money and legal team to defend them. So we need to know that. I think everybody in your listening audience needs to be educated on the legal ramifications that they could face if they were to pull a weapon defending their own home and their property. We need to know that. So, but great show as always. Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Andy. I appreciate you. Breaker 19. Gonna be back with others right after this. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? Oh, I'm alright. Don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be?
The Dan Morris Show.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I hate wearing masks. They're hot. They scratch.
They fog up my glasses.
But when it comes to staying safe,
they're the best thing we've got.
So if we all wear them,
we won't have to wait on a vaccine
to get Alabama back to work.
Or to have school and football in the fall.
Or for small businesses to start growing again.
And our friends and family to stay healthy.
So let's wear our masks
so we can live our lives, get our economy moving,
and keep Alabama open.
Brought to you by Wind Creek Hospitality and the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce, who encourages you to mask up, MGM.
Here at Hometown Lenders, our motto is family helping families. It's the Hometown Lenders way.
We've been helping people all over the tri-state realize their dream of owning a new home. Interest rates are at their lowest, and the time to purchase or refinance is now.
We're closing loans in record time, usually 14 days or less, and our staff is ready and waiting to help get you into the home of your dreams.
Call us today at 334-794-2661 or visit our website at mortgagemantim.com.
Hometown Lenders, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 65084.
This is James Jones with Jones Drugs. We've got locations in Prattville, Millbrook, Greenville, and Montgomery, and soon to be Phenix City. My dad told me once if I wanted the whole world to know anything, to tell my aunt. Well, I don't have my aunt here, but I've got the next best thing, Blue Water Broadcasting. They have helped us grow the Jones Drug family in this area for over 10 years. Thank you, Blue Water.
If you're a local business, 93% of your customers listen to radio every week. Reach customers where they are. Radio. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy, Alabama's largest Coyote tractor dealer. The largest selection in the state. Test drive a Coyote today at Southern Tractor, Elba and Troy.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The storms will be rather active for the next couple of days at least before things start to calm down again. High temperatures today held down a bit by clouds. We'll be in the upper 80s both today and tomorrow. Scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms today and tomorrow, just about any hour, but most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours, with locally heavy downpours again. Lows at night will be in the mid-70s. Then by late week, Thursday and Friday, not as many storms around. Getting back to a more routine summertime situation, still scattered and random, high temperatures in the lower 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. You got a refrigerator guy? Give me a call, 272-9228. I'm going to get this bad boy figured out. I have to go buy a new refrigerator? Got to go buy a new refrigerator. I'm a big boy. I just don't want to do it if I don't have to. Also, I don't want to lose the steaks I've got. They're now sitting in my cooler with my beer. I'm not going to go back and watch another Braves defeat. They got whooped last night.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was sad. Mm. Let's go to Madeline. Madeline, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, it's Morgan, Corporation of the South. You won't be disappointed. Call them. I don't have the phone number, but Dan does.
567-9000.
That's right. Can you put me on that the drawing, please?
Madeline, I would be delighted to do that since you did that so well. Give me your month and day of birth.
7/7.
You got it, girl.
Can I get on the Sweet Creek Cruise if I'm so sweet?
Okay. Since you're a sweet Madeline, then you're in on Sweet Creek Farm Market. Get past it. Two questions. One, when do we do the Sweet Creek Farm Market drawing?
On Friday.
What time?
About 2:45.
2:30, 2:45. When do we do the Mortgage Corporation of the South drawing?
I think it's Thursday.
It is. 1:05. So, Madeline, you're in both of those now. Sweet Creek Farm Market, what would you get if you won that?
Probably about $60 worth of items. Merchandise.
But you don't know which items you want?
I know I'm going to probably want some pieces.
Ah, they're delicious. Madeline, thank you so much for calling. I've got you in.
Can I give a shout-out to my grandson?
No. Yeah, you can. Sure.
My grandson, Spencer Cole, just got married this past Saturday. He married a wonderful young lady. They're in Gatlinburg on their honeymoon. Ooh. And it was the funnest wedding I've ever been to. He instead of lighting a unity candle, he brought his wife over to the side when the preacher said you can kiss the bride or whatever. But anyway, he went over to the side behind the guys, you know, his groomsmen.
Mm-hmm.
And he lit a torch, a big torch. And he took his bride's hand and they melted this big copper tubing into a big, big heart. So she melted his heart right there.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
They held it up together, and everybody was all excited and clapping and everything. But when the preacher said, you can kiss your bride, before he did the heart thing, he walked to the first groomsman, opened his mouth, and he sprayed some breast spray, and he stepped to the next one, and he sprayed some cologne on him, and he stepped to the next guy, and he held the mirror up, and he fixed his hair. And then the last guy he went to, his groomsman, the groomsman smelt his breath and smelt and said, cool, you're cool. So he went back up there and then he got to kiss the bride. And then after he kissed the bride, he took his jacket off and covered both of their heads up and kissed her under the underneath the.
That sounds cute. That sounds cute.
It was so cute. It was adorable. But my grandson's the only one that can pull something like that off, though.
That's
he's
cute.
He's very creative.
He is very,
very creative.
You have a great day. I got your name in for you, okay?
All right. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
You too. Steve-O.
Hey, Dan. How are you today?
I am good, Steve. And you?
Doing wonderful. I just got a quick comment about your previous caller that was talking about that couple out in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that idiot prosecutor tries to bring charges against them, they can actually bring her up on charges of tampering with evidence.
Really? Because, I haven't heard that.
Okay, hear me out. The gun that she was holding, the handgun.
Yeah, it wasn't a gun.
Okay, it was a gun, but it was disabled. Both of those individuals, the husband and wife, are attorneys. They were bringing a lawsuit against a firearms manufacturer, and they had taken that gun to a gunsmith who had taken it apart, took the firing pin out, turned it around backwards, and put it back into the gun so that it was completely inoperable, so that they could take it into the courtroom as a prop during this trial that they were, or this litigation that they were bringing against this company.
Steve, you know what I like about you?
What's that?
That you bring that kind of information to my show.
Okay. Well, they got their hands on a written report from the forensics lab in St. Louis, where that prosecutor had them take that gun apart, turn the firing pin around, put it back together, made it operable so that they could test fire it. And they have that in black and white from one of the officers that was working in that forensics lab.
You know what I have to say about that?
Put her butt in jail for tampering with evidence.
There you go. You know, let me tell you, she's a bad dude anyhow. She takes money from people like Soros, the whole thing of finding... He's done this big campaign to find DAs who will do exactly what she's doing.
Exactly. And even the attorney general has said that, one, he will squelch the trial if she tries to bring charges against him. And two, there's a good chance she'll end up in jail for tampering with evidence.
Well, I hate to say this, but I hope so.
You and me both, partner.
Steve, thank you for the telephone call.
Not a problem. Thanks for taking it.
Good job. Patty, how are you?
Patty.
It's the Patty Duke Show, because we have Patty, and then we have Duke right after. Patty Duke. You don't know who Patty
Duke. The other day, I had Billy on 4 and Joel on 5.
That's good. Did you sing?
No, I didn't want to ruin
Piano,
it.
Man.
Yeah, good afternoon, Dan.
Patty, you came
you
back.
There?
Walk towards the
line. Yeah, I was trying to turn my radio off. Okay.
What's on your
All
mind?
All right, well, first thing is, I wanted to let you know that I didn't get my gift card yet, but I went ahead and preemptively donated it to one of my favorite local businesses. That is my nail salon.
The Dan Moore Show.
Yeah. So it went straight to a good cause.
Your nail salon place is going to get a $50 gift card?
They've already gotten their donation. I just preemptively went last weekend. But at any rate, I want to thank him. He's a super, super guy and real smart. I was in the banking industry for a long time, and I enjoyed talking to him. But the reason I was calling was, you know, I used to be a secretary treasurer of our neighborhood watch.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And...
Now, wait, where were you when you were the secretary treasurer?
I was in southern Missouri.
Okay.
In our neighborhood. And you don't want to use that neighborhood watch thing. That you got to buy all kinds of stuff from them, buy the signs and whatnot, when you can just have signs made. But I was going to tell that lady, since she's got one way in and one way out.
That's not the case in Montgomery, but go ahead.
Oh, really? Well, the National Neighborhood Watch, it's, I don't know.
Yeah, that's not the case. Not the case in Montgomery.
Okay, all right. At any rate, it's not necessary. You can do it on your own. since it's one way in and one way out, you know, the Ring doorbells and the surveillance are really good tools to have.
They're very
What
good.
She could do is to put one sign, a sign at one end and a sign at the other that the neighborhood is under electronic surveillance. That's really a good deterrent. A lot of these people won't notice the cameras and the Ring doorbells. There is an app that you can get on. It's called neighborhood.com/ring. And people can post videos of thefts and marauding teenagers or unknown folks or something going on and let their entire neighborhood know by zip code.
I know. I'm on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. So those are a couple of tools that she can use. But anyway, coming from Missouri, I will absolutely guarantee you Mike Parson and the new attorney general, who, bless his heart, I don't remember his name since Holly ran for Senate, but I can promise you that woman will not succeed in prosecuting that couple.
Yep. How far south in Missouri did you live?
I lived in St. Louis for 21 years.
Poor thing.
I lived in southwestern Missouri, in Springfield, Missouri.
Now you're getting more down home.
I'm sorry, what?
Now you're getting more down home.
That's right. Now I'm back to the really good food, other than the barbecue was good there. But
there was, yeah, you know, St. Louis barbecue is great. There was a barbecue place that was so good, people told us about it and said, only take the amount of money you need to buy what you know, so you can pay for your meal and take Secret Service with you. So we went down there in a unmarked car with Secret Service, who wanted the barbecue also. And I was kind of going, maybe these people are going to be stupid enough to try to rob us with these two guys who's sitting here packing. But that barbecue, I can't remember the name of the place, but it's in a bad section of town, but it was great barbecue.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. St. Louis has got good food all the way around.
It really does.
The German and the Italian, it's unreal. But
yeah, especially down by the water district.
Yeah, on the riverfront. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that spread out through the county, and especially like on the hill in the Italian district.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. But, you know, coming from Missouri, one thing that I was disappointed about in Alabama is that you have to have the concealed carry permit to conceal carry, whereas in Missouri it is constitutional. If you can buy the handgun, you can carry it.
Really?
And I think, yep, it's constitutional carry. Now, I took the concealed carry class, but I never got the permit because I knew they were going to go constitutional, and I didn't want to get on the list. But you had a guy talk about bringing someone on the radio. Mm-hmm. Look up a guy named Matt Canovi. He has a radio station in Springfield every Saturday morning. He is an ex-FBI agent and a federal firearms instructor. I took my concealed carry class from him. He does classes, and he's got a big, huge range. And he has got the greatest radio show every Saturday morning.
Better than mine?
Beg your pardon?
Better than mine?
Well, yours isn't about firearms.
Okay.
So in that category, and you can stream it. If you can find a local gun shop owner or somebody that wants to listen to his show and see how he does it, I mean, it's probably the highest grossing radio hour or two that they have. People call in from all over the place, and they've got more advertising than they can even
shake a stick.
They can even deal with. Yeah. But it's very informative. I never missed it. But that's an idea. If you want to get something going on the air where if you've got any time over the weekend, you know, check it out. The guy's name is Matt Canovi, Canovi and Associates.
Okay.
And he's got a radio station. He's got a show on 104.1. Okay.
Matt Canovi. Got it. Patty, thanks.
Thank you, Dan.
You have a great one. Can we fit Duke in here? Duke, how in the world are you, my friend?
I'm doing well.
Are you enjoying not having those mosquitoes?
Oh yeah, yeah. They're excellent. Very, very good. I got a guy for you if you wanted about your refrigerator.
Tell me who you got.
It's Fred's Appliances.
and it's 324.
Hold on, whoa.
Okay.
Do I look like I take shorthand?
We had a refrigerator that the motor in the freezer, you could almost set your clock by it. It would go out about every 6 months, and he was really good.
But, give me his number.
324-2140.
334 is his area code?
Uh-huh, yes. Okay. He's a real, him and his son, they work together, and they're really good guys.
Let's start over. 334 what?
324-2140.
And Fred?
Fred's the plant.
Okay. Repaired. Where's he located?
I do not know. He's got a white van that says Fred's Appliance on it.
Is it a reasonable price?
I thought so. I mean, sometimes if something goes wrong with the refrigerator like that, it's better to just buy another one than it is to spend, quite a bit of money.
I'm all about that.
Yeah. But anyway.
I appreciate you getting that information, too.
Can I get in on Sweet Creek?
Absolutely.
It's 8-8.
No, is it still 8-8?
Yeah, and it's coming up quick.
There you go.
All right, have a good day. I'll let you know.
Yeah, and let me tell you what, Duke is part of the Mosquito Shield group that is really doing great in the river region. Now, Mosquito Shield's going to get rid of those mosquitoes for you. You heard Duke. My dog loves it outside. Used to not be able to sit outside. Loves it outside. No mosquitoes for Benji. 334-513-2940, 513-2940, Mosquito Shield. I think they're at my house today. William, coming back to you. Right after this. You can't always get what you want. No. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometime, it just might find.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Dispose of your business waste in the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them and quickly picked up through Alabama Dumpster's affordably priced waste removal. Call 334-288-1500 or visit alabamadumpster.com.
Hi, I'm Marquita Wilson, the owner of Five Star Bail Bonds, and when it comes to advertising my business, I advertise with the best, Blue Water Broadcasting. My number one choice, Blue Water, have definitely helped increase my business. Give Blue Water a call today.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Why don't we go to the phones here, boys and girls? Let's go to William. William, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Yes, sir. I just like to say, I'm so sick and tired of people calling me African American. I just find that appalling. I am American. They call me African American, but I'm not African American. I'm not from Africa. I'm American. I was born here. My family was born here. When I think about the Africans, rounding up them other Africans and selling them all over the world. I married a Dominican girl, and she, you know, they in Dominican Republic, you know, they had they bought more slaves than any Dominican and Haiti bought more slaves than anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of every season, crop season, they lined them up in the river. They shot them, let them go down the river into the ocean. But you don't hear nothing about all that. It's always, we always got to try to make this thing a racist thing. You know, everybody I know votes for Trump. We can't wait till it gets here. You know, it's just this African-American thing they put on us. I don't like it. Next person that calls me African-American, I want to throw a brick at them. I'm not, but I want to.
Don't throw a brick at them. So you're saying you have African-American friends that are big Trump supporters?
Oh, everyone I know. I don't know where they're getting this at, that the, you know, people supposed to be, just because of the color of skin, supposed to be voting a certain way. We're going to vote what's right. And everybody I know is going to be voting for Trump. I don't know anybody voting for Biden. I don't know. The polls got to be wrong. They got to be wrong. They got to be.
Interesting, William. Well, I appreciate the telephone call and you sharing that with us.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Have a good one. Hold on. Let's go back to Valerie Jarrett. Now listen how she was talking about the Bernie Bros. Are the Bernie Bros in on Biden? But listen how she dodges the Medicare for All question here.
No, well, you just said that the Sanders folks are coming together for Joe Biden. They're not. They're only going to come if Biden does Medicare for All, and he continues to talk about the items that are important to them, like big government programs. Is he going to support Medicare for All?
Well, look, I think Vice President Biden has been very clear on what his position is. But what my point was, Maria, is that Senator Sanders has endorsed him.
Well, what is his position? What is his position? Will he support Medicare for All?
I'm saying there's going to be a lot of conversation between now and the convention about the platform. I'm not here to speak on behalf of Vice President Biden. I think he's been very clear that he is committed to making sure that we have affordable health care for every American. And as we've seen in the midst of this COVID-19 pandemic, how important it is that we be able to take care of Americans. And so he wants to improve the Affordable Care Act, and I think the core principles of having affordable health insurance for every American are consistent across the party.
Kind of dodged that one. Wouldn't answer that one head on. Do we have enough time for this? This is kind of a long piece.
Yeah, we do. It'll come right under the wire. Unless you want to talk about it, we might want to hold off.
Well, let's do this. Valerie Jarrett is going to be asked about spying on Trump in the dossier. We might have to play this again next hour. But listen to how she handles this.
Meanwhile, there are real questions surrounding the Obama-Trump transition. Earlier this summer, I spoke with Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson about his investigation into the White House handover. Listen to what he told me. You are investigating the transition from the Obama administration into the Trump administration. Can you walk us through what you have learned so far?
What we saw was the total corruption of that, before, during, and after this transition. We're talking about potentially State Department involvement in helping obtain the Steele dossier and pushing that into the FBI, what we know is corrupt investigations, the misuse of defensive briefings, all the media leaks. And, of course, the Obama administration holdovers, what they did once they were inside the Trump administration to frustrate and sabotage his administration. So this is a serious, serious internal attack and assault on our democracy, the most serious possibly in our history.
So, Valerie, what did you know about the dossier and about the Obama administration spying on President Trump's campaign?
Well, first of all, I think what we all know and what should be concerning to every American is that the Russians tried to interfere with our election. Not only do we know that they did back in 2016, but we know that there are efforts ongoing to do that. And so the question I have is, why aren't we doing everything possible to make sure that there isn't foreign influence in our elections coming up. Why is every single Secretary of State?
So, Valerie, how come President Obama didn't do anything about it? How come President Obama didn't do anything about it if he knew that the Russians were meddling?
Well, he certainly did try to do something about it, including addressing the issue directly.
What did he do?
He called out Putin directly. We put pressure on the intelligence community. In fact, we tried to even work with...
We're talking about the biggest political scandal of our generation. One political party spied on another political party. Hillary Clinton paid for the dossier. We now know that the source of the dossier told the FBI that it was garbage and hearsay in early January. Were you in the Oval Office meeting on January 5th when Joe Biden said he wants to use the Logan Act against General Michael Flynn? Were you there?
No, of course, I was not there. And my point, when you say, Maria, that this is the largest scandal, we have nearly 130,000 Americans who died from a pandemic. We have millions of Americans who've lost their jobs. The Trump administration...
That's not a political scandal. I'm talking about the largest political scandal we've ever seen. And I asked President Trump about this issue recently. Listen to what he said, Valerie. Listen to the president. Here we go.
Do you believe President Obama directed the U.S. intelligence agencies to spy on you?
Yes, he probably directed them, but if he didn't direct them, he knew everything.
Once they couldn't find collusion evidence.
By the way, excuse me, you're going to see that when the papers came out. Remember the Lisa Page text to her lover saying POTUS wants to see everything? POTUS. They're not talking about me. I wasn't president.
So what do you think should be done, Valerie? What do you think should be done, knowing that one political campaign spied on another? President Obama apparently had his intelligence agencies spying on President Trump, from the FBI to the CIA to the State Department.
I think you're losing sight of the real issue here, Maria. I think the real issue is trying to do everything possible to keep Russia from trying to influence our elections, and to look at whether there was any possibility that Russia was reaching out to campaigns to get involved in that process. That's where the focus ought to be.
Talk about deflecting.
Wow.
That is amazing. That tells me guilty as hell. Were you there? Of course not. That spoke volumes to me. She would not answer the question, deflected it over to Russia. Russia's what the true problem is. No, you guys using Russia to try to get Donald Trump, that's what the problem was. Going to be back, final hour, Dan Moore Show, after this.